This will be De Bello Gallico, book one, chapter six, and this will go from sense unit one to sense unit 22, so about halfway through. All right, so he starts with Erant Omnino Itinera Duo. So there were, in all, there were entirely, you could even say there were only, two routes. Now I know iter can be journey, but we're talking about the actual way, the route that the journey would take. So there were only two routes. Quibus itineribus, by which routes domo exire possunt, they were able to depart from home. Okay, so we're talking about the Helvetians, the and all their allies, the Boyos, the Tulingi, the Rurauki, the Latobriges, the whole group. So there was only two ways by which routes they could depart from home. Unum per sequanos. Okay, so one route, again, that unum, it is accusative singular neuter because it's talking about the route. Okay, so one route through the Sequanes. All right, so through there, the Sequanan territory, through the Sequani. Angustum et difficile, narrow and difficult. Inter montem Urum, between the Ura Mountain, the Ura Mountain range, et flumen Rodanum, and the Rhone River. Okay, so qua, by which, you could also just say where, singuli cari vix ducerentur. So where or by which single carts one at a time, scarcely were led. All right, so what in the world does that mean? So basically, one wagon at a time, it's hard for one wagon at a time to get through. So where carts one at a time, or singular carts, scarcely, hardly, with difficulty, were led. Moreover, altum, a mons altissimus impendebat, very tall mountain, was hanging over. Okay. Ut facile per pauci prohibere possent. So that per pauci, very few could easily prohibit them. Okay, so there's pros and cons. It's through the mountains, hard to get everything through there, but with the mountain hanging over that, you know that no enemy can attack from that side. So con and pro. Alterum iter, another journey, another route, the second route, per provinciam nostrum, through our province. And this route is described as multo facilius aque expeditius. So much easier and much more unimpeded. Okay, so it's not as narrow, it's not as cramped, it's not as difficult, it's easier. Propter quod, because inter fines Helvetiorum et Allobrogum, between the territory of the Helvetians and the Allobroges. Now, who are the Allobroges? We get a little information. Qui nuper pacati erant, who had recently been subdued, who had recently been pacified. All right, so the note in your book, it says the Romans had 2 years earlier in 61 BCE made the area peaceful by suppressing a violent struggle for independence. So basically the Romans had just put down a revolt there. They had been pacified. All right, so between the territory of the Helvetians and the Allobroges, who recently had been subdued, the Rhone River flows. You could just say the Rhone flows. Isque transitur vado, and it is crossed Wado. Wado can be a ford, a shallow area. A ford would be where it's shallow enough to take wagons and horses across, okay, safely. So, and it is crossed by a shallow place, by a ford. Non nullius locis, in several places. Genava est extremum oppidum alabrogum. Geneva is the farthest, the outermost town of the Allobroges. And its proximum, it is closest, it is nearest to the territory of the Helvetians, the Finibus Helvetiorum. All right, so we're going to stop there. I'm going to go back, translate the whole thing forward again. So there were only two routes by which routes they could depart from home. One route through the Sequani, narrow and difficult, between the Jura Mountain and the Rhone River, where carts one at a time scarcely were led. However, moreover, a very tall mountain was hanging over, so that very few could easily prohibit them. The second route through our province, much easier and more unimpeded, because between the territory of the Helvetians and the Allobroges, who recently had been pacified, the Rhone flows, and it is crossed by a shallow place in several locations. Geneva is the outermost town of the Allobroges, and it is closest to the territory of the Helvetians.